Thank you, Mr. Vice President. South Africa welcomes the distinguished delegation of our neighborly and sisterly country, Zimbabwe, to this UPR session and thanks the delegation for a comprehensive presentation of its national report. South Africa commends Zimbabwe for the efforts made in developing and implementing a national plan of action to attend to the recommendation arising from its 2011 UPR. We welcome the expanded declaration of rights in the 2013 Constitution and the establishment of various institutions to strengthen the country's institutional framework for the promotion and protection of human rights, including a range of policy frameworks aimed at ensuring the realization of ESC rights. Mr. Vice President, South Africa recognizes Zimbabwe has made tremendous progress in the promotion and protection and enjoyment of these rights, despite unilateral coercive measures, especially economic sanctions that limit fiscal space and severely constrain the government's ability to implement its UPR undertakings. We believe that it is counterintuitive to expect a country to expedite implementation of its obligations while at the same time hampering its ability to do so. ASA offers the following recommendations to Zimbabwe. 1, to fully incorporate CEDAW into its domestic legal system. 2, to expand the successful pretrial diversion program for juvenile offenders from the existing 5 provinces to 10. And finally, to accelerate efforts to ensure the full operationalization of Zimbabwe Gender Commission. Thank you, sir.